Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The wash away, right? If he just like wins an MVP next year, you won't be like, remember that one really good year where Bobby Wood Jr. finished second in the MVP and they lost in the ALDS? This is historically one of the single greatest season any Royals player has ever played, what Bobby Wood Jr. just did. So I don't want to like lose sight of that. I'm just curious how we'll remember it. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he gets washed away because I'll be honest, I think he's winning an MVP award in the next couple of years.
Yeah,
he's that special of a player. I understand just like he is disappointed. Postseason, in particular this series, didn't go the way he wanted it to go. But in terms of what he did across the entire season, he's going to be one of the favorites to win MVP next year going in. FanDuel, whatever sports book, he will have the second or third best odds, Cody, going into next season to win MVP. And that's probably going to be the case for much of the next 5 years. If he's healthy, right? I mean, that is going to
be a top
where
five
he's at.
Favorite.
Yep. And so, no, I mean, this to me, I just view this as the start of his career, the start of this, the national recognition that he started to get more and more as the season went on, as the team was more competitive, as people started to really look at the numbers and said, wow, this guy's having a ridiculous season. He's the most exciting player outside of Shohei Ohtani to watch in baseball. Ohtani's more exciting because he pitches as well, and Shohei Ohtani is one of the biggest freaks we've ever seen in our life in sports. Other than that, Bobby Wood Jr. is the most exciting player to watch in baseball.
I think the way you described it, and like, I don't think you said this directly, but I feel like this is what the end game is, how I'll feel about it. And I feel like that's the way you're saying it, is this was the coming out party. This is when Bobby Witt Jr. emerged as a superstar. We knew he was talented. We knew he had all the gifts in the world. We knew the guy could play baseball. This year, the way I'll remember, this year is Bobby Witt Jr. finally emerged as one of baseball's best players, as an absolute superstar in the sport, as a top five player in this league, and he plays for your Kansas City Royals. Doesn't hurt that it's coupled with a turnaround of 56 wins all the way to the postseason, that he put up, he'll probably finish second in the MVP, that he signed a record-breaking contract to remain a member of the Royals. All those things factored in, because that's the other part. They gave him all that money, and then he immediately was like, hey, guess what, guys? I'm worth every cent! And you're like, oh, well, that's kind of nice. It's actually gone the opposite way a lot of times for the Royals. I don't know if you knew this. A lot of times they've handed out these huge contracts, and you're like, I'm not really sure we're getting our value.
He's just different, though.
Yeah, of course.
He's simply different. And there's no reason anybody should feel differently about Bobby Wood Jr. moving forward because of a rough series at the plate.
I have multiple people. Text line, now over on Twitch, YouTube. Everyone wants to know our thoughts on Jack Caglione for next year. You got any feelings on that already?
In terms of
early.
I mean, I don't think
Jack Caglione's contributing. I don't think he'll play in 2025.
I definitely don't think he's on the opening day roster like some people have texted in. If he isn't on the big league club, it's much later in the season, and he would have to be really just tearing it up down in the minors. No, I don't think he's a factor in 2025.
He played 30 games in high A ball. He had like a 700 OPS. Not great. It's 30 games. I don't think those numbers mean anything. And the Royals, as they've proven before, if they think you're extremely talented, They just care about like their internal results, not the actual like line in the back of your baseball card. I don't think he'll play in 2025. I know he's a college player and a college hitter. Even that would be kind of remarkably quick to just like get what? 30 games, and then all of a sudden you're there. He's not on the opening day roster. I don't think there's any chance of that.
It would have to be
maybe
later
get a spring training invite.
It would have to be later on in the year.
Yeah, but it would take a. It would take. I think it would take a, kind of a not a miracle, but I mean, I hope. You know what? In your case, I hope that he's just so good they can't deny it. It's like Alex Gordon, right? When he just skipped AAA, we talked about that. Alex Gordon went from AA directly to AAA. He didn't play in AAA until he got sent back down to the minors. And then the one game that they were supposed to play in Omaha in the major leagues, he didn't even get to play in that game because what was the name of that guy who like was living in a van with a hatchet? Dan went to the Diamondbacks for a while. Do you remember the there was like a whole story because he was kind of like a mountain man. He was like living in his VW bus, played for the Diamondbacks. Dan something. What was that guy's name? Come on, man. Gold, I was counting on you.
Dan Heron?
No, that's not it. Dan Heron did play. Maybe he did play for the Diamondbacks.
I don't know. He did play for the Diamondbacks, but I don't know.
Did he live in a van?
I don't know. Dan Heron played for the Diamondbacks. You said Dan, and
Daniel
I was like,
Daniel Norris.
Okay, there you
Daniel
go.
Norris. He also played he pitched for the Tigers. That's who I was trying to think of. Daniel Norris, who lived in a van, he actually plunked Alex Gordon 2 days before they were supposed to play in Omaha. They had a whole like ceremony, and like 200 of his family members were supposed to be there.
Oh, wow.
He plunked him the day before, so he couldn't play. He was hurt. Couldn't play the regular season game they played in Omaha. It's okay. Gordon said he made good. He found out from the clubby what kind of things Alex Gordon was into, found out he was into bourbon, got him a super expensive bottle of bourbon as an apology, wrote him a note, was like, sorry, dude, did not mean to screw this up for you. So Daniel Norris is all good in my book, and probably in Alex Gordon's. But yeah, unless Jack Caglione is taking the Alex Gordon trajectory, he might start in AA next year. But he's going to have to tear the cover off the ball. Think about how well Alex Gordon was hitting for them to skip triple.
I guess we're going to have to make a Fayetteville, Arkansas road trip next year, you know?
For Jack Caglione?
Sure, why not?
I don't care. I mean, we did it for Bobby.
We talked to some friends of yours that we met down in Arkansas.
Down
they were at the game last night, and we talked to them. They're like, when are you guys doing the road trip like you did for Bobby Wood Jr.? Because we as a show, took the road trip with listeners down to Fayetteville. We had a great time down there. It's been a couple years.
I don't regret the player we went to go see, by the way.
I think it was worth it.
Is he good?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. maybe we'll do that next year. Who knows?
Someone says, do you think he stays a two-way player? I do not. That's Shohei Ohtani's job and nobody else's.
Oh, Caglione?
Yeah, no.
I know initially they're like, well, we're going to see how it plays out. Why kill the kid's dream right away?
And then they immediately said, try to hit first, kid. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the other one later, which is a more than fair way to go about it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.